100 Word Stories.
Today's story is called For the Want of a Poet. It's by Lawrence Simon. And it's take two. President Theodore Roosevelt heard that a famous poet was working for the subway.
"A poet can do much more for this country than the proprietor of a nail factory," said the president,
and he had the poet transferred to an easier job at the customs house. Word of this incident got out to Wallace P. Hammer, the legendary nail factory magnate.
"Damn you, Theodore Roosevelt," he shouted. "I'll teach you to insult my line of valuable fashioning products."
Hammer ordered the production lines halted and his workers to write poetry all day. Roosevelt quietly apologized and then shot a moose. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can shoot all the moose you like over a 100-word story. No, it's not that. It's oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I let some other jackass get 100-word story. Don't get me started on it. It was a huge mistake. But hey, I love my domain. It's very cool. Plus, it's oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, which means tomorrow, another story. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.